All right. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Looks like we're going to check in with Lee on our first look at traffic here and find out what's going on. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning. You know, already this morning we've got trouble. Not that we wanted it. Usually Fridays are really light commute, and they are if you're on I-15 getting through Utah County, the valley, heading out of Weber and Davis counties, looking good. The problem is the east side belt. We've got an accident at 38 South blocking all northbound lanes. They are actually diverting traffic off at 3900 South, and the on-ramp northbound on the east side belt to 39 South, that is closed due to that same accident. Use Wasatch Boulevard or 33rd as an alternate, but avoid northbound I-215 on the east side for now. Now, northbound I-215 on the west side belt, in good shape, seeing freeway speeds. Eastbound 201 also moving well. This traffic report is sponsored by Quick Quack Car Wash. Have a haunting good time at Count Quackula's Mobile Haunt. Bring your mobile device to any Quick Quack Car Wash to experience the thrills of this virtual adventure. Open daily in October. With your traffic update, I'm Lee West.
Sweet. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And a happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Yay, it's Friday.
I know. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yes.
Be able to say the old F word on the radio. Friday. Unless you have a listener call in and talk about what he wanted to the other day and said the F word on the radio anyway.
Oh.
I mean, the real F word. And we had to bleep that sucker out.
But I think our cause a heavy fine.
Yeah. I think our bleeper worked, though, from what I understand. So
it did. People said it worked.
Glad to know.
Yeah.
Well, our weather's going to work on our behalf. Effing yeah, it worked. It's going to be sunny and 54 today. So we did tie a record yesterday, 44, the way they counted the high.
And it felt cold.
Yeah. Woo! Boy, it was. It was a chilly one. And we will warm up to 61 tomorrow, 68 by Sunday. That's pretty decent. In fact, that's close enough to almost calling it 70 degrees on Sunday. But then right back down on Monday, we have another little storm coming through on Monday. About a 50% chance of some showers on Monday, but high on Monday of 59. So anyway, there you go. Pretty, all in all, it's just going to be a beautiful, gorgeous fall weekend here in Utah for fall break.
34 and clear downtown.
Oh, easier said than done.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad that has a happy ending, just knowing that you can have a piece of pumpkin pie. And
just sit back and forget about what happened.
Heck yeah, because
The awful most, tragedy.
The most disturbing song on the radio in the month of October is Pumpkinhead Harvey. That, by the way, is Dennis Morgan on Z104. Happy Friday.
Today is it today.
Today is Friday.
Today is Friday.
It is also
National Bosses Day.
National Boss Day? My entire staff forgot.
Not too easy being the boss, is it?
Because being a boss is really hard.
Yes.
Are you sure, boss?
I love you, boss.
Happy National Bosses Day.
It's National Bosses Day, so we want to thank our bosses.
That's what being a boss is.
Ready when you are, boss.
I take your position. It's showtime.
Ah. Of course, first off, I'm going to turn Deb's microphone off.
Why?
There we go.
Are we
going to
talk about the virus?
No.
Why?
I love my bosses, Don and Sarah, and oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. There's. I love them more than anyone, and
I stayed here the whole time, Dave. I never left and came back.
I was sewing my loins.
Soiling your loins.
I was soiling my loins.
Wow, don't do that.
I was. I did leave here for a short little 15 years and then came back. You're right. You were here. But doesn't mean that they love you anymore. You know.
Probably not.
Probably.
Yeah.
Actually, was probably hoping you would leave for 15 years as well. No,
how do we get rid of her?
I'm kidding. Hey, so Boss's Day today. Guys, make sure you pick up something nice for your wife.
The boss?
The boss. National Grouch Day. Get off my lawn.
Speaking of lawn, you got your skelly yesterday.
I got my boner back.
Put up Ed. Ed is up on your lawn.
Don't quit trying to name it Ed. It's boner. I got the boner back in the neighborhood. In fact, I'm the only boner in the neighborhood.
Well, it is a lot of older folks.
But yeah, your boner's back, and it feels good.
I bet it does. Yeah. It's probably been a while.
It has been a little while. It's been about a week, hasn't it? A week, yeah. A little over a week, maybe. So.
Yeah,
no, super happy. Finally found me a 12-foot skeleton of my very own, and it was a lot easier to put up the second time. You know, usually...
When you know what you're doing?
Yeah. The first boner, you have to kind of walk through it, you know, but then the second time, you kind of know what you're doing.
Then you get good at it.
Yeah, you do. Hey, but it's... And I'll be danged if I... And I counted. I counted how many neighbors actually stopped while I was assembling it last night at 5-something. I don't know what it was, 6 o'clock. And they were 8. 8 neighbors in the probably in the, span of 20 minutes.
Wow.
Stopped on by and said, oh, my gosh, we're glad. It was like, we're glad it's back. You know, anyway, it's a fun decoration. And again, you got me hooked on it. Thanks to you. You let me borrow yours.
Then you just had to have one.
And then I had to have one of my own.
No, where'd you go to get it?
Found it on, I can say now.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about it. Found one on KSL.com, and it was just one of those fluke things. Nope.
Oh.
Somebody here in Salt Lake. And so anyway, I just want to give Mike a shout out. It was new in the box. He met with me. And
now, why was he getting rid of it?
He is in the transition of remodeling a home, I think, something like that, building. And he is just sitting in storage, you know, in his storage unit.
Nice.
So he was just, you know, he was just saying, look, I'm not going to be able to get it up for a while. And I said, hey, I know how you feel, buddy. Let me take those bones off your hands, and I'll help you out with that. Anyway. Hey, it's national. Also, it is national. I already talked about Grouch Day. Global Handwriting Day. I don't know if I handwrite much anymore. You know, I handwrote a check out the other day, and it was so weird. It was so awkward.
Like, now how do I word this again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was the weirdest thing. Mammography Day.
Oh, because it's national.
Get your mammogram.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yes. So Breast Health Day and Mammography Day, October, like you mentioned, Deb, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, National, my daughter sent me a meme, believe it or not, and I just ended up saving it this morning, speaking of which, and it's no laughing matter, but it does bring awareness, you know, but there's a one of those, you know those Hooters restaurants?
Mm-hmm.
The S went out. And so she took, somebody had taken a picture of it, and it says, this labor shortage is crazy. Look, they're only down to just one boob. Because it was just Hooter.
I'm going to show you one Hooter.
It was just Hooter. But in all seriousness, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we don't want to joke about that part of it. And it's always good to get your mammogram done.
Yes, it is. And it's national.
I know that's easy for me to say, but, you know.
I mean, but, I put it off, but it's really not that bad. I think it's just the anticipation, like, what if?
Yeah, I know.
But you got to know what if.
And the numbers were down, I think, what they were saying. They were quite a bit down, you know, in doing the statistic here in just Utah.
You mean the breast cancer
getting the mammogram? Getting the mammogram. Yeah. The check done, and so if my memory serves me right, it was down like about 40% or something like that. Where, so anyway, again, I'm sure Rona has to deal with it, and people aren't, you know, getting out as much and not quite as comfortable in doing that, and that's why I think it would be a great idea if they had a boob mobile. And they had a little motorhome with a mammogram machine in it around and went around to different places.
They do that in rural places, I think. I don't know.
They don't call it the boob mobile, though.
Well, no.
You know, but they. All right, go ahead. You were going to say something else.
Well, it's National Grouch Day.
Yeah. Yeah, talked about that.
So, you did. Okay. Yeah. National Esthetician Day. Did you talk about that?
No.
So shout out to all of our estheticians. My daughter-in-law, Miranda, is going to school for that right now.
Very cool.
I'm hoping for free microblading in the future and facials. And
whatever else.
Whatever else.
Yeah. Is that why? Are you like signing up as the first customer?
Yes.
For And speaking along the lines of food, National Mushroom Day, National Cheese Curd Day. Oh, okay. My gosh. I had some deep fried cheese curds at Arctic Circle.
Oh, those are delicious.
Oh, my gosh, those are dangerous.
Yes, they are.
And then, speaking of animals, National Pug Day. I'm assuming they mean the old pug animal.
Shout out to my friend Jen's pug named George.
There you go.
CJ's buddy.
And CJ's buddy.
Yeah. That's his name, is Buddy, or
his name is Buddy.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he. You ask him if he wants treats, he'll go right to his little treat box and say, "Just say what do you want," and he'll pick.
Oh wow, that's
a box
cool.
of whatever treat he feels like eating.
That's Aww. The way Deb is.
Yeah,
she's been trained that way too. What do you want? So where are we at here? The 15th of the month. Yeah, because my mortgage is due. I mean, my mortgage is actually due on the 1st of the month, but I know that they, you know, with that little 15-day grace period.
Your grace period is over, Dave.
I know. I know that I just cut it right down to the wire, and I know that I have to get in that here. But, you know, we're it's so funny how we talk about, you know, oh, Christmas is so far away. Oh, my gosh. It's like, no, it's 6 months. It's 5 months. It's 4 months. You know, in just another 10 days, we're just 2 months away from Christmas.
My gosh, I don't want to know that.
2 months.
I can't do it.
So what does that make it? About 60, 70 days out or something like that of Christmas. So we got to go out and get our Christmas shopping done today. This is going to be the perfect weekend to get your Christmas shopping done. All right, we are looking at mostly sunny today, high of 54. And it was kind of fun. You could have got your Christmas shopping done yesterday. I drove up... Parley's Park City area yesterday was up in that area, snowing. It felt like the middle of winter. Blowing, swind.
Christmas music going?
Oh, my gosh. No.
You didn't do it again.
Well, I'm having a hard time finding where Christmas music is. I don't even think other avenues are playing Christmas music at this point either. So, anyway, I might just have to hook up the old Apple Play, you know, through the phone and... play me a song or two to get into the mood. 70 days away from Christmas and counting.
Right now it is 32 and clear downtown.
Luke Combs and Cold As You. A couple of things going on here. We've got our Cody Johnson winning week. It's a chance for you to win some tickets here at 740, 1140, and 340. Fun time for you to head on over to the Maverick Center and listen to the great sounds of Ian Munsick, Easton Corbin, and Cody Johnson. And that's going to be on November 13th coming up. That's close enough. I think it's a Christmas concert, actually, is what it is.
No, it's not, Dave.
Is it not?
No, it's not.
Are they not going to feature songs from their Christmas albums?
No.
Kojo, no. It's a Kojo Christmas.
It's a Kojo Christmas.
Maybe not, huh? All right, well, I guess not. No. They probably ought to consider that a little bit. All right, plus it's kind of a Friday free-for-all, too, man. And if you want to just throw something out there, throw it out and let us know. We'll talk about it.
And several people commenting that my Big O spot sounds like I recorded it in the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, I recorded it in my home studio on my iPhone.
Your home studio. And she goes, here, listen. And when it was playing, she was listening to it. And she goes, well, that doesn't sound too bad.
It doesn't sound too bad.
And she goes, I have a home studio now. And I says, it's not that good. It's seriously.
Apparently it's not that good. It had to be recorded. I was home. And so I did it on my iPhone, but not in the bathroom. It was in my office, okay?
In this big, huge, echoey room.
Yep.
You would have been better off to go into your closet where all your clothes are.
I know, I should have.
Then
really
it would muffle the sound. And I was trying to make her feel okay because she goes, well, what did you think? What do you think? Here it is. And I said, well, it sounds kind of like you, some people add a little bit of an echo in post-production.
That's what I did.
You know, it kind of sound.
It's just a little post-production echo.
That's
okay,
what it was.
Okay, everybody?
That's
all
what
right?
it was.
Yeah.
You just, yeah, that's right. Do you know what cuffing season is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's where you hook up with
what
somebody.
What is it, Smarty Pants?
It's where you, isn't where you hook up with somebody for a holiday and then you let them go after the holiday's over just so you can be with somebody during the holiday?
Yep.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is. It's where single people pair up. Boy, isn't it interesting how you know what cuffing season is and right off the bat. Is it cuffing season for you?
Nope.
For some people, it's hunting season. For you, it's cuffing season.
Cuffing season.
Has nothing to do with cufflinks. It has nothing to that rolling up your cuffs, you know.
Well, you just talked about it's almost Christmas time. October marks the start of cuffing season, where single people pair up for a few months before ending their relationship in the spring. And these are some tips to help you decide if cuffing season is worth your time.
Figure out what you want. Be honest with yourself about what you want and whether a temporary relationship will be fulfilling. If you want something long-term, cuffing season probably isn't for you. But if you just want a one-night stand, if you just want a hookup.
It's a series of holidays, and then you dump them. You got to have somebody, you got to have something to do for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Christmas, maybe the New Year.
Not
and
even,
then,
what about Halloween? what about Halloween?
Yeah, and Halloween, maybe.
And Halloween, right?
Yeah. Consider just how deep you're willing to get, since there will likely be an expiration date on your relationship. Check in with yourself and the other person on how things will work. Are you going to bring them around your friends, your family? No right or wrong answer. I mean, I guess we're just being open that this is a cuffing relationship.
Yeah, probably.
You tell them that?
Just temporary.
Hey, let's get together for the holidays.
Yeah.
And then...
It's called the holiday hookup.
Because you got to let them go before Valentine's Day, right?
Oh, that's serious.
Yeah.
In fact, do you let them go before the New Year's Eve? That's only a week after Christmas. Does this include New Year's Eve?
I think it probably includes the New Year. And then...
And then they're out?
January 1st is a New Year and...
You're out. New year, new person.
New year, new you.
Get the cuff out of here.
There's no right or wrong answer with who you're going to bring them around, but you both should be on the same page.
Now, they say don't let them, let the pressure get to you. It's kind of a bad idea to cuff up with someone. Hey, you want to cuff up? just because you're super lonely, Deb. So don't... It's, saying it's not a good idea, or because you don't want to deal with your nosy family members bugging you about being single for the Thanksgiving. So
yeah,
they're saying,
Now check in occasionally, even if you're both totally upfront about wanting to be in a cuffing relationship short term, at some point, the line between casual fling and taking it to another level might blur. Mm-hmm. Checking in with them once in a while will help make so things don't get too awkward.
Now, would it be so bad that if you did start off with cuffing, with sort of no expectations after all of the holidays, and then if it did turn into something? What if you became friends? What if it turned into,
friends,
you know?
Friends with benefits.
Right? Or you just, it's just, it ends up turning into a long-term relationship. You're like, hey,
I really this actually
wasn't a bad
like this
idea.
Person.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to dump him after the holidays.
First I lusted you, and now I love you. Mother cuffing, yeah. Now, Jill Markets is in for Lindsay Storrs. She's over in the 2 News Weather Center right now. We're going to check in with her. Good morning, Lindsay.
Morning, Jill.
Yeah. Yep. She talk about the whole thing and then introduce her wrong. Weather is brought to you by Strong VW. There we go. And now, good morning, Jill.
Morning, Jill.
Hey, good morning, Dave and Deb. Well, we got some pretty good...
All right, we're back. Time to do the Pledge of Allegiance. We roll it out around 6:35 each morning, Monday through Friday. And I say around-ish. This one comes off of our Z104 app in our open mic section, pre-recorded in that particular area. Unfortunately, we don't have a name on it. It just came in this way, and so we're just going to roll it out. And thank you so much for recording it and helping us out this morning.
Well, here's a shout out to all you freedom-loving Americans out there. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. God bless America.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars we fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me. I read about some squirrely guy who claims that he just don't believe in fighting. And I wonder just how long the rest of us can count on being free. They love our milk and honey, but they preach about some other way of living. And when they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me. They're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country, man, you're walking on the fighting side of me. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running down our country horse, you walking on the fighting side of me.
Heck yeah. Merle Haggard and the fighting side of me on Z104. Thank you so much for pre-recording the Pledge of Allegiance on our Z104 app in the open mic section. Don't know who you are, but thank you for doing that. We didn't catch a name on it. But we appreciate it all the more. Nonetheless. Look, first of all, I got to clarify something. It's not Global Handwriting Day. It's Global Hand Washing Day.
Oh, hand washing.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, they're completely different things.
Yeah, it's Global Hand Washing Day.
Isn't it been Global Hand Washing Year?
For 18 months.
2 years?
Yeah. And I, you know, I told you, I says, I wash my hands most of the time but I'm a hand sanitizer guy, you know, I'll do hand sanitizer all day long, you know, and that's been my go-to is my hand sanitizer. Now I bring this up for the simple reason that if I seem a little bit off this morning, I got me a cardboard cut yesterday putting up the skeleton.
No way.
Yeah.
Is it severe?
Yeah.
Where?
On the top of my finger. Can you see it?
Oh, that's terrible. That looks so painful.
I mean, so if...
How can you even run the board over there?
I know. And probably a lot of people were thinking, Dave just doesn't sound the same.
Has he got an injury?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cardboard cut.
Oh,
and then I did hand sanitizer when I went in after doing everything.
That stings like a mother.
You know what the good thing about it was, though, and I'm looking on the bright side of things. The bright side of thing of this whole story is that I got blood on my skeleton, and it made it even more realistic.
Ooh, that's spooky.
Yeah,
that is spooky.
How cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, there for a little bit, I thought, man, I got to keep wiping this blood off. You know, so I'd wipe it on my Levi's where it's not seen, or in my pocket, or you know, and then it would keep bleeding. Because it was freezing cold outside. I did this all. I did boner in the cold.
Ugh. I don't know how you did it.
I don't know either.
It's not easily achieved.
No, it's not. Not a 12-foot one.
Right.
And then after a while, I just gave up. I thought, this is kind of cool. It's getting some blood on the bones as I'm putting them on. I thought, this is just more realistic than anything.
That is so spooky.
And then one of the neighbors that stopped by, and I told you I was going to stop talking about the skeleton, and I'm not.
No, but you're just so excited about it.
I kind of am. And it's all your fault. You got me turned on to these bones.
I know, but they're so much fun.
They are. And so when people were stopping by and saying, oh my gosh, and yeah, and da 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 da. And they, and the one lady, she goes, well, so where did it go? And, you know, you have to explain this.
It was a trial.
I know.
It was a trial skeleton.
That's kind of what I did.
And I loved it so much that I finally purchased one.
I basically is about what I said.
Yeah.
You know, I just said, look, I just put the other one up to see kind of as a test.
If it was okay with the HOA.
And they're like, oh, yeah, no, we, and they were like going, we were hoping that it wasn't the HOA that made you take it down. And so they were all on board with it, you know. In fact, this would be a really good time for me to run for HOA president.
You should. We've said that before, Dave. You totally should make some changes that need to happen.
Except a shout out to our HOA president, Ron. He stopped by too yesterday and gave me kudos for doing
this
it.
This is all right.
No, he was really good about it. And he's struggling with some stuff in his life as well. And yet he still stopped. But anyway, let me tell you the story. The lady then, once she made all of the little comments, then she started to walk off and she gets about 10, 20 feet away and she stops and she goes, you ought to put lights on it. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that'd be a good idea. So, now the thought has occurred to me, what if I did leave it up? They would definitely throw a fit. But if I left it up and decorated it for Christmas somehow.
You put Christmas lights on it and a Santa hat, you're good to go.
You think I could put a Santa hat on there?
Yes.
I don't want to put a Santa suit. I know they make them, but wouldn't it get ruined by the weather if I put a Santa suit on, right?
I mean, it'd probably be all right.
Well, I think it's made for outside. The Santa suit.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I don't know if it was made for indoors or outdoors.
It's made for the skeleton.
Yeah, it's made for the skeleton who's normally outside.
I think you should try it. I mean, they're 50. I think they're $50. Just get one and see.
Yeah, but if I don't get it when you tell me to get it, they're $550.
Did you pay a lot more than...
A little bit. A little bit.
But it was worth it.
It was worth it.
You're feeling good about
it. It was close to where I told you what I would offer for yours.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Weather brought to you by Paper Cuts. Mostly sunny and 54 today, 61 tomorrow, and 68 on Sunday.
I'm going to hear about this till it heals.
But can we all admit, though, that aren't they the... I mean, other than...
Oh, it makes your whole body hurt.
It was weird.
Yeah.
It was stinking weird.
I gotta go tell Linda. I've got a cardboard cut.
No, I didn't actually. I was tough about it, but I just sat out there and bled. But it's okay. I'm okay. In fact, if some people are thinking, you know, they're maybe send me a get well soon card or something like that, I'm okay. Just.
But you'll never say no to a gift,
I'll be all right. Yeah. It's cold out there this morning.
Yeah, it is. 32, clear downtown.
Hey, a study that I guess found some chemicals in some shampoos can cause early death.
No way.
Yeah. They're believed to mostly affect the head and shoulders, but... We're on our way back in a little bit. And if you're wondering if the show's going to get any better, it's not.
It's not.
El King, along with Miranda Lambert, and when Miranda was asked about some of her goals lately, recently in life, you know, she said, look, one of them is just to make sure that I take time to take it all in.
I just want to enjoy my surroundings and not rush through everything. And, you know, some nights when I'm on stage and the whole crowd's like swaying their hands and all kinds of kinds, I like stop and I soak that in.
That would be kind of cool. And just live in the moment and make sure that you just absorb it into your whole inner soul. I mean, I know that sounded kind of deep. But, you know, that's a great part about life,
Yeah, that's a struggle. I'm like an overthinker. So I can never just like, wait a minute, just be in the moment.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about Christmas recently, you know, just last couple of minutes.
And I'm like, oh.
And a lot of us get all, we do. And I as much as I love Christmas, and most of you know how much I love Christmas, I try to take the moments in, but you know, before you know it, it's all over with. And you're like, well, freak. That was a letdown. You know, you get so caught up in being so busy that afterwards you're like, man, why didn't you just take a little bit of time to just chill and enjoy the holiday and soak it all in? Speaking of Miranda Lambert and that, we have her song coming up for Dump It or Dig It this morning.
We do. She has a brand new song out. We'll play it for you. And that's coming up at 8:20.
On the way into the 7 o'clock hour, what percentage of men over 30 will actually gain weight during the football season?
Gotta get me some wings and a beer.
And I'll tell you how you can do it, because in another story, there's a guy who ordered all 35 cheesecakes at Cheesecake Factory, and we'll find out which one he thought was his fave. It is about to get all funky up in here. Happy Friday. There's the Jared Neiman song, Donkey. So have fun riding your ass this morning, wherever you're going. Maybe somebody else will ride your ass. I mean, what I mean by that is like a boss or something, or a supervisor. I don't mean it in like a, you know, anyway, I probably should have bleeped that out a couple of times. So, fellas, look, and you know, men are the only ones that watch football, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Or not.
So, ladies, you don't need to listen to this.
No. Yeah, just tune out. Which we normally do anyway.
Yeah, we don't have to tell anybody. Yeah. Least surprising stat you're going to hear all day. 37% of men over 30 say they gain weight during football season. All the beer, snacks, and sitting probably has something to do with it. Plus, football season happens during the holiday time as well, holidays as well.
So here it is. Even higher than that, 46% of men in the survey said that they've gained more than 20 pounds in the last decade. Now, that's not bad. That's 2 pounds a year, right?
Yeah, sure is.
That's not bad.
10 times two.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean, well, you didn't have to make it sound like it was simple math. I just quickly figured it out, and I was kind of proud of myself that I did, especially when I have a cardboard cut on my finger. 2 pounds
a year. I mean, I can do 20 pounds in a summer.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So that's pretty good in a decade.
That is not bad. You know, and that's why we have slowly developed the beautiful man bods that we have and display. 1 in 3 would give up watching sports for 2 months in exchange for 6-pack abs. So no football or sports for 2 months watching it. If I could just get my 6-pack abs back. Heck yeah. I'm all on board with that. 1 in 4.
What about this next one?
No. 1 in 4 would actually give up moving furniture. 25% of the men out there would actually give up moving furniture.
To have abs.
To have their 6-pack abs back. Now, that might not be bad, because if you could get your 6-pack abs back, then you could go right back to moving more furniture. Because think about how gorgeous that would be.
But then you'd
to look at.
Your man bod would come back.
Yeah, it would.
Because you broke the promise.
Yeah.
Poll also found over 2/3 of men think social media has helped create unrealistic body standards for guys. For everybody.
Nope, just for guys.
Not just for guys.
No, just for guys.
I mean, we're looking at freaking movie stars that have personal trainers and hairdressers. And
right.
To which all women say, welcome to the club. Social media creating unrealistic body standards for guys.
Well, it's horrible. I looked at Mario Lopez the other day. He was doing some, you know what I'm saying? He's involved
he's
in
like
everywhere.
Perfectly sculpted.
My gosh. Can you look up, can you Google? Will you do a Google thing for
sure.
me?
Sure.
Because you're like the Google expert over there.
Well, it's not hard.
How old is Mario Lopez?
He's 48.
So he's nearing 50 years old and he still looks like he's 14.
Yeah, he does.
Kills me.
Yep.
You know, what he ought to do is order all 35 cheesecakes at Cheesecake Factory, because I would kind of like to see a man bod to overtake some of these 6-pack abs. There's this guy by the name of Vince Mancini, went to one of the locations recently of Cheesecake Factory, ordered a slice of all 35 cheesecakes. I didn't even know they had that many. I mean, I know they had a lot.
Yeah, I don't know how many, but...
He didn't finish every slice, but he did taste test each one to make a comprehensive ranking of the cheesecakes. How would you clear your palate in between to give it a fair taste test? Just water? I don't know.
Is coffee a good palate cleanser? I don't know. It was subjective. Vince said none were bad. Some weren't his taste. For example, he says he's not a huge chocolate person.
So in the end, here's how he kind of gave the top honors. Dulce de leche, caramel, cheesecake, he put there.
The runner-up was lemon meringue, followed by key lime.
Tiramisu.
And the fresh strawberry. The rest of his top 10.
Dulce de leche was right up there, number one then.
I'll have to try that one next time. I've had the white chocolate raspberry, which was down in his top 10. The ultimate red velvet.
The celebration. What's the celebration?
I think it's like the birthday cake.
Okay.
The pumpkin, which is delicious.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's one that I would like to. And the low-licious cheesecake with fresh strawberries, he said. The original came in 11th.
His least favorite was Godiva chocolate cheesecake. You know, he said he's not really a chocolate guy.
Yeah. Carrot cake didn't make it there. They have a carrot cake cheesecake. It's delicious. Have you ever tried it?
No. That sounds really good.
They have a raisin pie cheesecake.
No, they don't. I don't know. Who's going to? Nobody would order that,
yes,
Dave.
Yes, they would.
It would be
their biggest seller.
They have chocolate caramelicious made with Snickers, pineapple upside down. Oh, the celebration cake is vanilla cake, cheesecake, strawberry chocolate, and vanilla mousse with cream. Caramel apple cheesecake. Just some of the Cinnabon.
My gosh.
Coconut cream pie, salted caramel, Oreo dream.
You know what would be a good one? They should do a bread pudding. Bread pudding cheesecake.
Yeah, that can go in the back on the seniors menu.
With raisins.
With raisin pie or bread pudding cheesecake.
It's going to be good with a drizzled with caramel sauce on it. Oh my gosh, that'd be good.
I'd like the senior eater's Chinese chicken salad and a raisin pie slice of cheesecake.
I'd like the diet plate. But you got to order it before 5 p.m.
Yeah. I'm sorry, sir. It's 5:30.
Yeah. You just missed the early bird special. Have you guys seen that? I hope you haven't seen this, Deb. Just take a wild guess, percentage-wise, both of you. What percentage of people have their Christmas shopping done? And if you know the answer, Deb, then just don't guess.
I don't. 33.
Okay. Lee?
I actually think it's about 35%.
Okay. We'll find out coming up here in just a little bit what percentage of people actually have all of their Christmas shopping done. Well, son of a bucket. I was going to find a...
You're looking for Christmas
yes,
music?
Yes, I'm looking
not
for Christmas
available.
Music.
Not available. I'm going to go into the system
no,
and make Christmas music not playable until the day after Thanksgiving.
No!
And then it'll just redline every time you try to do that.
I'll be so depressed. No, don't do it. Hey, take a look at my bags under my eyes.
Very fashionable.
Yep. It might be a thing.
I know you think you have, you always say that, but I don't think you have bags under your eyes.
Don't you really?
Uh-uh.
Well, that's nice.
And I know
of
you always say that, and I
kind of feel like I do, but
I don't think that.
Not like I'm like, not like a John Elway type.
Uh-uh. You always say that, and I don't even see it.
Well, I'm going to quit saying that.
Yes, quit. Stop it.
I'm just going to own it.
Yeah.
Well,
you don't have to own it, because I don't think they're there.
I mean, own it that I don't have them.
Hypothetically speaking, if you did have them...
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that coming up.
It might be a thing. In fact, I might want to start putting dark circles under my eyes.
You might want to get a smoky pencil.
Garth Brooks, and That's What Cowboys Do, his latest here on Z104. You know, Garth Brooks has a Christmas album out. He has Christmas songs.
The Magic of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's
beautiful.
Thanks, Dave.
Wonder if Garth. Listen, you guys, you guessed how much, what percentage?
Yeah, 33%.
And I think Lee said around the same thing, right? 30-something percent?
Yeah.
Two. 2%.
2%?
2% of people have already finished their Christmas shopping. Annual reminder that we need to get things rolling here. I think we figured out that it's about 70 days away. 70. That's it. Just a little over 2 months. We're in the middle of October, and 2% have completely finished their Christmas shopping. Now, those 2% of the people, guess what? They'll be able to enjoy the holidays to the utmost fullest.
Yeah, they're going
to be able. Yeah, seriously. Yeah, they will. There is something to be said about that. And now, an online poll taken yesterday found that out about the 2%. Another 5% said that they're mostly done shopping, which I would say that's probably what, at least 80% of your stuff done. And then a fourth of the people, 25% of the people, said that they've started their Christmas shopping, but still have a little ways to go. 54%, which is where I think most of us fall, haven't bought anything yet. 9% don't plan on buying any Christmas presents this year. Women, more likely to say that they're finished shopping. Men, more likely to say that they haven't even started.
That could be the case on up through the 24th.
And for
December.
Birthdays and anniversaries and
yes.
Anything else that you might want to bring into it, too. So we got to, you know, we got to get out shopping today. Merry Christmas, everyone. Best wishes to you and yours. You know, when we don't get enough sleep, one of the big signs are those dark circles, right? And you just look exhausted. And sometimes people will come up to you and they'll say, gosh, you don't look very, are you feeling okay? And you're thinking, oh, crap, I must look like shiz, you know, or whatever.
Yep. Well, good news for anybody who's chronically underslept. Having dark circles under your eyes might be trendy now.
Cool. So you people that are only getting 4 or 5 hours of sleep, you know, earlier this year, a TikToker with 3 million followers named Sarah Carstens, she did a makeup tutorial where she added extra shading under her eyes, went viral, so other people started doing it as well. Now a bunch of new news outlets, you know, like Yahoo Style, are saying that dark bags are suddenly in vogue.
Is it actually true, though? It kind of seems like the real trend is for young, fresh-faced people to make themselves look exhausted. So your authentic under-eye bags, Dave, might not get the same reaction. No, I really don't think you have them. But some folks online are pushing to normalize the look and get people to stop covering them up with concealer.
I mean, who would do? Who would want to? You know what? These things are so stupid.
What do you think of these?
Yeah, I know. These things come and go. This is like this week, and then next week it's going to be like, oh, if you have dark circles under your eyes, that's out of style. So, it is what it is, and I really don't think it's going to be something that's going to be taken off here soon.
I mean, you can always hope.
Yes, you could fit right in. What I wish came in was were wrinkles, right?
Yes.
How come wrinkles aren't fashionable?
Yeah.
How come crow's feet aren't fashionable?
A turkey neck.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gobblers and bat wings.
Yeah. When's the waddle going to be in style? Except for one day in November.
I know. That's it. Come on. Jump on board.
Hey, Deb has the most beautiful waddle.
Hey, you know it's in.
I know. I heard it was in.
It's right. How many of the households have at least one snorer? We'll get to that in just a little bit.
I am a sucker for Lululemon sweatpants. If I had my way, I'd have them on right now. Somebody said, cowboys don't wear that. I said, bring a horse out here, see if I won't ride him in Lulus.
It's Cody Johnson on the Z.
You can tell your old man you'll do some...
Ah, Kojo, Cody Johnson, Until You Can't on the Z, his latest. And that boy is country through and through, all the way down to the core of making family first.
As far as being a family man, you either want to or you don't. I understand that some people can't be with their families because of financial reasons. They have to go to work, and I completely understand that. But if you want to make them a priority, you'll make them a priority in one way or another. And in my situation, it's bringing them out on the road, and that's harder on my wife a lot of times because she bears a lot of that load. So it's a give and take. You know, when I'm at home, I try to be super dad to try to help her out. and pay her back, so to speak. You know, at the end of the day, you can take everything away from me. There's nothing that matters more to me than my family, so it'll always be a priority.
Man, amen, hallelujah to that statement as well. And you and I had a chance to meet Coda here a couple of years ago. And
the nicest guy.
Oh, my gosh. And he did have his family with him. It was so cool. And we'll have a chance to probably talk with him again, and maybe he'll have his family on the road with him at that point, or maybe not. Maybe he has to make up for it when he gets home. He'll be in concert November 13th at the Maverick Center, and you have a chance to win right now.
Call now to win your free Cody Johnson tickets with Kojo Ticket Tag. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Morning, the Z. What's up?
Oh, am I caller Z?
You are caller Z.
Sweet.
Yep. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, can you tell us who won yesterday at 3:40 p.m.?
I can. It was Sandy Martinson.
Yes.
Perfect. Now you officially got those tickets.
Now, what's your?
I wanted to be official.
Yeah. What's your first and last name?
It's Jennifer Held. H-E-L-D.
Jennifer Held is the name people need to know to win at 11:40 with Jim. We'll do that again at 11:40 and 3:40. But Jennifer, you're going to see Cody Johnson, Ian Munzik, and Easton Corbin, and you qualify in our 5 o'clock drawing this afternoon for the grand prize, 2 VIP passes, and meet and greets with Easton Corbin.
Morgan and FGL together on that one. Up, down. Happy Friday, everybody. Y'all, yeah, have you ever been accused of snoring?
Oh, absolutely. CJ is my friend. We were somewhere, Vegas or somewhere, and she recorded it, sent it to CJ. He posted it on Facebook.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, it isn't.
I did the same thing with my wife, remember, years ago, and I caught her snoring one of the, you know, and I put it on the phone, and I played it on the air.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And I've been on the couch ever since.
No,
I haven't. She's a great sport about it, but it's weird. I won't play it. But
why?
They say
you still have it.
I think I might actually. I'll have to look in a little archive section here. But I actually even, and this is the thing that I mean to rub salt in the wound a little bit. I took that same recording, I believe. And I was doing that Fresh Living program on Channel 2 at the time. And I took my phone and held it up to the lavalier mic that I had on and let everybody hear that, you know.
Hear your wife snore?
And I'm like, so is it radio? Big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And now I look at it now and I'm going, what an a-hole. What, you know? I don't know why, you know.
Yeah,
you,
that's so not like you,
I just... I thought, oh my gosh, this is good stuff, you know. At the time, anyway, they say that 2/3 of households have at least one bad snorer.
Over half of those people find it even more annoying than the sound of construction nearby. 57% have had to nudge or shove someone in their sleep to make them stop snoring. I did that a lot in my previous life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to wear earplugs and other things, right?
Mac silicone earplugs work great. 71% of people who live with a snorer wish the person would do something about it, like wearing nasal strips or not sleeping on their back. And even snorers know it's an issue. 36% of single people who snore admit they'd lie about it to a potential date. I don't snore.
So the one thing
that.
Are
you kidding me?
Yeah. Now, the one thing that I would never, ever do is relive that moment of Linda snoring.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, look, the reason I do that is because, first of all, I love her. And, you know, and nothing says love more than plain embarrassing moments of your spouse on the air. But no, that was years ago. She's not a snorer anymore. No, and I'm guilty of snoring as well.
Once a snorer, always a snorer, right?
I don't know. Not really.
Unless you use a CPAP.
No, she just didn't. She just stopped. You know what I'm saying? She just, it did not.
How do you stop?
I don't know.
Snoring?
I don't know.
Huh.
it just seemed to just go away. And I have, and I, and you know, I'm a light sleeper. And so I didn't, you know, I but I haven't heard her snore. I haven't heard, I don't know how that just goes away.
I don't either. You're lucky.
Hey, we're going to do this little round called Who's More Likely To. So everybody start calling the radio station right now. As if you would like, 801-570-5767. It's our studio line. You help us play along with this. We give you a little statement. Who is most likely to, who on the show is most likely to, and then fill in the blank. We didn't already do this, did we?
We did it the other day, but I don't know what these are.
I hope these aren't the same one. No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, like, do you mean literally the other day we did it or just a couple of months ago?
Like
within the last couple week, months,
I think.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
What's, tell if me, we what, did tell me what one, one of them is.
No, I don't think we did. Listen, all right, let's try this it. First one, okay? And then we're going to involve, who is this on the phone?
This is Brett.
All right, Brett, you're going to play along with us too. We're not giving anything away. I hope that's all right.
Oh, all right. I'm
freak. It's just like, well, who calls a radio station without getting something free?
I call for prizes.
Come I on. Know. Yeah, we're not doing anything. Just a chance for you to be on the radio with us. Lee is here with us as well. Who on the show, who is most likely to have another kid first? Now, does that sound familiar? That
no, it doesn't.
Okay. Who on the show is most likely to have a kid first?
Probably you, Dave.
Agreed.
Now wait a minute, not with my current wife here. I don't know if that is medically possible.
Well, I don't know
at this point. Now I would certainly hope that I don't have one, an illegitimate one, but I
yeah,
would
that's
say,
what we're talking about.
Yeah, Dave. Yeah.
I would
seems much more likely, dude.
No, I would definitely
your magical powers.
Now I would definitely say Lee on this one.
Oh,
because I know that
I would say you.
No, there's grocery. Why? Because you think I am out there just messing around?
You're kind of the only one that could still do it.
Well, Lee.
I mean,
that's why
maybe.
I say, yeah. I mean, Lee's still having Shark Week. There's got to be something going on there.
All right. All right. We just all definitely know it's not me.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we definitely know it's not Lyndon. I'm not going to go around just sharing my
having
skeleton
illegitimate children
with everyone.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. What's your name?
David.
All right, David. Here we go. Who is most likely to get a parrot as a pet?
I'd have to say Deb.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I'd probably say Deb, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Lee, what would you say?
Yeah, I think I'd say Deb.
All right, we're all unanimous
on
that.
I know, although I have to baby parrot.
Oh, do you?
Babysit a parrot.
Oh, do you?
I know it's not Dave. I might say Lee. But it's possible.
My nephew has a little parrot.
Yeah.
I'm babysitting him on Halloween.
That's true. Actually, I'm going to change my answer. Lee.
I'm going to say.
I think Lee.
I'm going to say Lee as well.
The thing is, I have two kitties.
Well, but a
kitties
parrot would
and
be perfect.
Birdies don't go well.
If Deb or I had a parrot, it would just learn the bad words around the house.
Depending on where you got the little parrot, you may already know bad
words. What the F? What the F? What the F?
But they're fun watching on YouTube, man. Some of them that just swear like a sailor. You're
I
like,
know.
Where is this bird bitten?
I know. All right, thanks for your call.
Thanks.
What was his answer, by the way?
It was me.
Yeah, he said Deb. Okay. Morning the Z. What's your name?
Gina.
Gina. Okay, here's this one. Who is most likely to bungee jump?
Out of who?
Out of the
show.
Out of us here.
You.
Yeah, it's Dave.
Lee?
I think it's Dave.
Yeah. It's right, definitely not me.
I might go with that.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
I might do it.
I would not. Right. I was in meltdown tears on a zip line, so there's no way I'm going to bungee jump.
I totally could see Dave doing it.
I would definitely go to outer space.
I wouldn't.
Oh, I would.
Nope.
That's a question.
Deb, you can't pass that up.
We're actually going to talk about that in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to find out in a poll how many Americans would travel to space if they could do it for free. All right, thanks for your call.
Love ya.
Love you.
Bye.
Morning the Z. What's your name?
Eliza.
Eliza.
Lysol?
Yes.
Eliza, Dave.
Oh, I Lysol. Thought she says a Lysol. Okay, Eliza.
Yes.
Who is most likely to have a better Halloween outfit?
For sure.
I think it's me.
Yeah, I think so, Deb. Yeah.
You're the queen of Halloween contest.
I have a whole closet full downstairs.
Yeah. All right. Hey, did you have a lot of fun playing along with this thing this morning?
Yes, I did.
It's probably the lamest thing. One of the lamest things that we do. It's like, oh, yeah, that was really fun. Thanks. All right. Thanks.
Hanging out with y'all.
All right. It's a good time thanks, hanging Eliza. Out with you. Happy weekend to you.
You too. Have a good one.
All right. Bye. Thanks. Love you. Bye. All right. Anyway, that was so much fun that we'll do it again coming up here in just a little bit. And I know that some of you, do you want to know exactly when? Well, we're going to keep you on the edge of your seats because it was so much fun.
Morning shout outs with Dave and Deb. Z104.
Ah, we've hit it. We've been working all week for the weekend, and now it's time to do some Friday morning shout-outs for you.
Shandy says, shout-out to the Mountain Ridge football team, 8-2 season. Good job.
Wow, that is good.
Busy day in San Diego from Brett Bear. I'd like to give a shout-out to our son, Braden Bear. He's graduating Marine Corps basic training today. We're so proud of you. Love mom and dad.
That is a cool shout-out.
Can you tell my husband, David, happy birthday today? Love you forever from Deb.
Oh, David and Deb.
Yeah. Shout out to my daughter, Alexis Taylor. Happy 14th birthday, princess. You're the heartbeat of our family. We love you. From Jason Taylor. Shout out to Dave and Deb, the crew behind the show that keeps the spirit of America going through the radio station. From starting every day with the Pledge of Allegiance, which follows with the patriotic country song, to the voting rights on Thursdays. Of course, the freedom of speech that Dave clearly uses. God bless y'all and bless those United States of America. Yeehaw!
I actually sent that in myself.
I love that. CJ's girl, Tracy. Morning shout-out request. Happy National Pug Day to my pally O'Pally pal buddy.
Yeah.
Sending hugs to all the pugs.
We actually did an earlier shout-out on that one, but you got an extra one on.
Morning shout-out request. Let's see. My hubby, Rob Smith. Thanks for all you do for our family. We love you so much. Rob coaches the Hunter Mighty Mites, so good luck to them in their first playoff game tomorrow. Let's get a win for Coach Rob's birthday. Carol Fowler, I'd like to do a very special shout-out to a person that brought me so much joy and love. I'm talking about my daughter, Jessica Jean Fowler. Congrats on getting your house. Thanks for being my beautiful daughter. You make me proud. Please give my grandkids a hug for me, and everyone have a great weekend. Happy birthday to my wife. Best friend and light of my life, Lori Ann, from her husband, Bill. Shout out to my dear friend, Sean, who's clinging to life with COVID. I love you, from Karen.
Oh, man.
Let's see. And then we have some...
Have we reminded people to get vaccinated yet?
Yes, Dave, we have.
Okay, I'll just check.
Hey, I want to give a shout out. I went to visit my Aunt Kay yesterday at Abington Senior Care. Shout out to Keith, Kylie, and Colton. They all listen to the show.
Oh, cool.
And... wanted to give them a shout out. So thanks you guys for listening and being so nice.
And who would name each one of their kids with the same letter?
You would.
At first.
But these are not siblings.
Oh, they're just...
They work at Abington Senior Care Center.
Oh, I didn't catch that part.
Keith, Colton, and...
That's cool.
And
Kenzie? Kelly?
Kylie.
Kylie.
Keith, Colton, and Kylie. happy birthday to Dave Stevenson, Sarah Fox, Corey Cragen, Dee Anderson, Gary Watkins, Don Wright, Bob Anderson, Justice Dackery, Kimberly Lords, and Tyler Johns. Anybody else that's having a birthday today, happy birthday. Summer Andreasen, shout out to all the people that helped me when my husband was sick. You're awesome. Alan Sauer, shout out to Lee West. Thanks for keeping us informed what's going on as we make our way throughout the valley. Eliza Banks, shout out to my older brother Sammy and his wife on the birth of their second daughter. Shout out to Dave and his new yard friend, Ed.
No! Who did that? Who sent that in?
Nathaniel Thompson.
It's not. It's Boner. And I shout out to all of my friendly neighbors that stopped by because they've been concerned about my boner. So I... And I... And they
it's
were
back,
happy.
Baby.
And they were happy to see that it's back up. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
You got it. Thanks. Yep. happy Friday to you. Thanks for taking us along. And thanks for having us on, even in when you're listening to us in your ear pods, AirPods or earbuds. However, if you have a meter, you just need to make sure that it's out on the outside and stuff like that.
Are you a sports fan dragged along by your wife to watch leaves change color? Boring. Now pretend you're paying attention thanks to the Inner Ear Radio. Don't miss a single moment of action as every game is broadcast discreetly to your cochlea. Just don't get too excited.
Honey, isn't the foliage just beautiful?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Wow, I didn't know you loved looking at trees that much.
The Inner Ear Radio. Also works great at the ballet, the opera, or funerals for relatives of your wives you've never met.
It's Jason Aldean together with Carrie Underwood on that one, the duet that's soaring up the charts, If I Didn't Love You, here on Z104. Good Friday morning to you. Hope you all have a nice weekend. It'll be a nice breather for those of you who are running a swing shift, or you're just starting your work and you're working all the way through the weekend. Hopefully you have a chance to take us along. And just know that our thoughts and prayers are with you, with your swing shifts.
Oh, my gosh. Thanks for that, Dave. Wow.
Well, for some people, you know, usually it's like we're not all on the Monday through Friday schedule.
No,
so
we're
we
not.
Get all excited about the...
I know. Every time I go into the Maverick in Centerville, I'm like, oh, it's a Friday. And Jenny, who I know all the cashiers there because I
sure
go in there like every day.
I'm sure you do.
She's like, well, it's not my Friday.
Yeah.
And I get reminded not everybody is Monday through Friday.
I know. And good on you, all you hardworking people out there. Whenever your Friday is, have fun and make sure you take a breather and refresh a little bit. So they say that half of America would actually travel to space if they could do it for free. So the survey that they took, now of those half, just 19% would pay $100,000 or more to make it happen. Now, I'm not going to go that far. Obviously, I don't have $100,000, first of all. Second of all, if I had all the money in the world, yeah. If $100,000 was like $20 to you and I, then I'd probably go, yeah. I don't know where I would draw the line. $100, yes.
I would not pay at all. I wouldn't even go. I wouldn't even go for free. So
$500, yes.
Like if I was William Shatner, I'd have been so freaking out because, you know, I was freaking out. I was bawling at the zipline gate. I can't imagine being loaded into this little teeny capsule room with other people knowing I was going to launch into space. I couldn't do it.
Now, I would have to. I don't think they have to wear space suits in this, right? I don't remember seeing him get into a space suit.
No, I think they had some kind of a uniform thing on, but I don't think it was like the space suit with the...
Yeah, so I wouldn't
get... you're not going to be up there long enough to have to pee or anything.
Right, it's like 13 minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or something, I don't know what they counted as. But you go up there, you float around for a little bit, and then you come back down. And in a big penis-sized capsule. And,
well, seats on Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 are estimated to start at a whopping $250,000 per person.
Now, 60... Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
60% of the people think that space travel should be accessible for everybody, not just those who can afford these exorbitant costs. Now, and I was going on to say I would probably go $1,000 for a ride. I don't know. After that, that's, you know what I'm saying? That's, my wife would probably, look. I mean, I would, you know, she would support me. And, but you do have to consider kind of like, all right, you just spent a grand on 13 seconds. I mean, 13 minutes. Or
yeah,
14 minutes.
Yeah, but who can say they've
15.
Been to space?
I know.
You can hang the picture in your living room.
Okay, so say...
You can put it on your Facebook page.
Say, put all of your fears aside. Put all of your inhibitions aside and say, would you do it for $5,000?
Mm-mm. No, I'm just not interested in it. I don't care about going to space.
But what if you came back and you were in tears like you were on the zip line? But it just moved you emotionally like it did William Shatner. You know, I mean, it really did. It impacted his, you could tell he was genuinely moved by the experience.
Well, he was because it's the final frontier.
Yeah.
Right?
Was he in the Starship Enterprise?
No, but they should have named it that for one day.
I think so, too.
Even if prices do come down eventually, 24% of us aren't sure that space tourism is ethical because frequent space travel is bad, could be bad for the environment.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Everybody in the world needs to be
this.
What you have given me is the most profound experience I can imagine. I'm so filled with emotion about what just happened. It's extraordinary. I hope I never recover from this. I don't want to lose it. It's so much larger than me and life. And it hasn't got anything to do with the little green planet, the blue orb, and it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the enormity and the quickness and the suddenness of life and death and the alma. I am overwhelmed.
Now, I know that they had to design it to make sure that it was one of those things that would go up, the tip would come off, and then you float down to the Earth safely, and you land somewhere and stuff like that. But in the process of the architecture of this, could they have, did not one person say that looks kind of like a penis?
Yeah, people have been saying that. They've been talking about it.
No, I know. I know that, no, I know they do now. I'm just saying in the process of all of this, didn't Jeff Bezos or no? Who did we decide has all of the behind this? Elon Musk or is it Jeff Bezos?
I think it's Bezos,
the Amazon guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's and I think I said Elon Musk the other
it's
day.
It's Jeff Bezos.
Okay, then I said the wrong person the other day.
Now they asked a rocket scientist why it looks like that.
And I'm sure there's a reason for it. There's got to be a reason for it. I mean, not that I, you know. Not that I mind.
He said for lots of reasons. Most rockets are quite phallic in the first place.
Yeah.
This one, they specifically took the approach of pretty much all the commercial space programs. So he said, what can give us the most leverage? How can we reduce our cost?
That's what you... Aren't those the first two questions when you walk into an adult store?
He says there's a bunch of tanks linearly stacked onto one another. That's basically all it is. That, some computers and the rocket engine base. They knew they weren't going into orbit, so they sized the tanks appropriate, and it's a relatively small diameter. And that's just what it ended to work out the best. That's what the shape ended up being.
Now, when the tip separates from the shaft, what happens to the shaft? Does it say?
Doesn't it fall to the ocean?
That's it. It's a waste. That's it. It's a one-time disposable use, or does it come down with parachutes as well so they can reuse it? That seems like an awful lot of waste. No wonder it costs so much money to go up into space. Because if that shaft is just if that shaft is useless,
it's called the booster, Dave.
I mean the booster. Then it doesn't say. You're Googling. It does not say what happens to the booster shaft.
Let's see.
We'll have to find out.
After rising, the booster falls back through the atmosphere at supersonic speeds. 7 minutes after liftoff, the booster relit its own hydrogen-fueled BE-3 rocket engine and made a perfect touchdown. It's like a homing pigeon.
Serious.
It's like
a drone.
Yeah, and made a perfect touchdown on its own landing pad.
Oh my gosh, that's cool.
That is cool.
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Miranda upped for vote this morning in our Dump It or Dig It.
It's her latest single. We'll let her tell y'all how it came to be.
I wrote this song with my new friend, Jesse Frazier. We met doing the remix of Tequila Does, and he and I just got together one afternoon for a write, and this is what came out of it. You know, it's funny, he's a Detroit boy, and I'm an East Texan, but somehow we wrote a song about the Wild West together, so it's pretty cool.
So this is her latest project, If I Was a Cowboy. Text us. Let us know what you think about it. 801-570-5767. Somebody's going to win tickets to see Thriller on Monday night up at Kingsbury Hall for a four-pack of tickets.
Now, that same texting number gets you here to the studio, too, so you're welcome to call and let us know that way. A couple of different ways for you to chime in. Miranda Lambert, If I Was a Cowboy. There you have our Dump It or Dig It song this morning from Miranda Lambert, If I Was a Cowboy. Let us know what you think about it, either by phone or by text, safely at 801-570-5767.
Stephen Coleman says, I kind of dig it. Paul Brown, dig it. Jenna Ogard, I love Miranda and this song, dig it. Miranda is great, dig it. Chris Brown, Natalie Dance, 100% love. Molly Barnes, love it. Ryan Moore says, dig it. Other than marrying Blake, Miranda can do no wrong. Super dig from Kenny Liska. Not a big Miranda fan, but I dig this one. Good for her. Danny Gray. Stacey May, kind of on the fence. Dig it for now. Alan Grice, dump it. Sounds like she's trying too hard to be like Kacey Musgraves and is losing her unique sound. Deanne Hill says, dig it. Rhonda Hubbs, I love the different kind of music she chooses, but she keeps it country. Lana says, love this song. Dig it. Anna Smith, digging it. Kimberly Miller, Michelle Patey. Jen Archuleta, her voice is very annoying in this song, and I typically like her. No tomato, dump it. Johnny Burnside, it's just okay. Sarah McMichael, I like it, dig it. Elaine Bentley, great visual story. Joe Belliston says, dig it. I love her and this new song, Lara Facer. JM says, dig it. Wow, when it started, I didn't think I would like it, but I dig it. Mark Knighton, dig it. What a fun song. CL White says, dig it. Victor is digging it.
Does have a little bit of a Kacey Musgraves feel
to
it.
Yeah, it does. It totally does.
I mean, I can see what they were saying. Morning, Z104, dump it or dig it.
Good morning, Dave and Dave.
How
morning,
are you?
Grandpa Butch.
How
are you?
Good.
How are you?
What do you think?
It's cold up here.
Yeah.
I hope you got your coat on.
It's 30 degrees here in Layton.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got to keep your skeleton bones covered up.
Yeah, right.
You do. What do you think about the song, buddy?
Dig it, guys.
All right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
You too. All bye-bye. Right.
Dump it or dig it. What's your name?
This is Jason.
What do you think, bud?
Dump it.
All right. You're not into it?
Nope.
Thank you. Happy weekend. Morning the Z. What's your name? Hi, what's your name?
Beckley.
And what do you think?
Dig it.
You're on it. Thanks. What are you doing right now?
Trucking with my mom.
Oh, trucking. What are y'all hauling?
Asphalt tailings.
Asphalt tailings.
Yep.
Is that what
Love
it is?
That. All right.
Well, thanks, you guys. Happy trucking.
Thanks.
See you. Bye.
This is Cody, and I dig it. Mackenzie Rippey says dig it. Michelle Baxter digging it. Val Lindemann, Nadine, James. Dig it, definitely. I'm going to say 90-10.
Okay.
On If I Was a Cowboy, Miranda Lambert. Her brand new single, just hot off the press this morning. And our winner is Molly Barnes. Molly, I will text you, and we'll get this four-pack of Thriller tickets to you. We'll have another Dump It or Dig It Monday morning, 8:20, right here on Z104.
Kane Brown, his latest one, Mississippi, standing up as Walker Hayes performed Fancy Like at the CMT Awards the other night, and it made a lot to, it kind of meant a lot to Walker Hayes. He did a little, you know, posted a little video of, and of course he's been super active in social media, especially lately since he's kind of trying to, you know, roll with the Fancy Like thing. He has a new single that's dropped today, actually, October 16th or 15th, tomorrow.
Probably today.
but it's called You Girl, just the letter U and then girl. And that's coming out. Of course, he's got another dance already to go along with it. But he came out and he just...
Oh, I haven't learned Fancy Like yet.
I know. I know. And You Girl is not that much easier.
Because you're coming too fast at me.
Yeah. I mean, it's got some cool moves in it, and it's just different enough from Fancy Like. But it was kind of cool because he said he came out, he said, look, man, he goes, I have a hard time with people. He goes, I'm not like Mr. Social Guy. He goes, I was seriously really nervous going out there. And he said, here, you know, I didn't know how it was going to come across. I didn't hear all of these people that I normally don't schnob around with in the country music industry and, you know, a whole bunch of people. And he goes, when I came out and I first started singing Fancy Like, he goes, I looked down and the first person on their feet dancing was Kane Brown with a big old smile.
Awesome.
And it just meant the world to him. And he goes, man, that just calmed me right down. I just thought, this is it, man. This is awesome. And anyway, Kane Brown, a really cool dude. So I don't know if you guys, with William Shatner going up into space, did you also hear that there is an asteroid heading towards Earth? Now, it's somewhere between Uranus and Saturn. And I'm actually being kind of serious. And they say that it's arriving in the year 2031.
Oh, so we've got some time to prepare.
We have a little bit of time.
Yeah.
But they did say that it was somewhere between Uranus and Saturn. Now.
I'll watch for it.
You might need a mirror.
I know.
I mean, unless you're pretty flexible.
I'll keep an eye on it.
You might need a little something else. Now, I'm wondering, it got me thinking about this too, and I know some teachers or most teachers are on fall break or going to be. I heard that they are actually starting to teach the kids Uranus instead of Uranus. Now, I don't know, it's been known as Uranus its whole life, right?
I mean, Uranus is Uranus.
That's, well, yeah. Sure it is.
It just is what it is.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a planet, and we call it Uranus. But I didn't know if we could hear from a teacher this morning. I want to hear from a teacher or someone who not is just, you know, guessing out there, but I did hear that they are trying to teach kids to say it in a different way.
Today I was teaching reading and we were going over vocabulary. I pronounced it Uranus. Student corrected me, said, no, it's Uranus. You're saying it wrong. I ignored him and went on with the lesson. Later that day on a way to an assembly, waiting to go into the gym, same kid. Hi, Mrs. Ms. Daphne. It still is Uranus, by the way. I took offense because of the way he approached me about it. I researched it. You can pronounce it either way. Some websites even said you can pronounce it Uranus, although I'm not sure about that.
No. Look, I think it's Uranus. Uranus is Uranus.
That's what I just said.
I mean, it is.
It's been Uranus since the dawn of time.
Since you were born.
You can't change it.
It's been Uranus since you were born.
You cannot change it.
No. It's one of those things.
Shara, my daughter-in-law, says a Brooklyn's teacher, science teacher, says Uranus. I think Dave is right.
Just say it.
Or Uranus. Uranus.
Uranus, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think Dave is right. Yeah, you can't change it. It's Uranus is Uranus is Uranus.
Forever, ever.
Yes. Amen.
You know, there's even a couple of other, different things that are just thrown out there. Math in general is not taught in the way that it was.
No.
You know?
Trying to do Common Core math. Oh. I'm like, why don't you just do it this way? Because we don't get credit. You might get the right answer, but if you don't show the little boxes and all the sticks and we don't get credit and it's marked wrong.
Yeah. What about this one? One space after a period or two spaces?
Now, I know it's one now, but I cannot do it.
You do too?
Yes, I always have. That's how I was taught.
Really?
To do it in English, and I always do two spaces, but I'm weaning myself off of that. I'm trying.
I'm a one spacer.
It just kills me. I'm like, no.
So you do a period, and then you...
Space.
And then you roll away with it.
That's how it always was in type class. That's how it was in English.
Oh, my gosh. Just fun little subjects like that on the way. Plus, who is more likely to, and then we'll give you four more chances to call in and help us out on this. Is it going to be myself, Deb, or Lee? Who is most likely on the show to fill in the blank? And then we'll give you that coming up. All right, we're back, and we are doing who is more likely to blank. We'll fill in the blank. So give us a call, 801-570-5767. Help us out. You don't win anything, and I know that probably will eliminate.
It's so much fun, though.
Some people.
Right?
Well, yeah, look how much fun we had last time, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how much fun can one have. That's why I saved it for Friday, because I thought, oh, my gosh, how much more fun can one person have?
Absolutely.
So it is kind of a, I don't know, we think it's kind of fun, but who is most likely to, and then we'll give you some different choices. Like about an hour ago we did this, and who is most likely to have a kid first, and I don't know why y'all are trying to throw me under the bus, but they threw me under the bus saying that I would have a kid first. The groceries are gone. There's some areas on that just, it's not going to happen. And while people are calling, can I just tell you, I lost my man card twice yesterday.
What'd you do?
First of all, when I got my cardboard cut, and I was bleeding and all over the skeleton, and people are like, wah, you got a little paper cut. And, you're right. It was some stupid little thing. But if you have been tuning in this morning and I haven't been quite spot on, it's because I have a paper cut on my finger. And the other thing that I lost my man card is I was up in Park City and I was talking to this guy. We were looking at some stuff on his truck, some different hitches and some other things. And he was showing me some things. Well, it's snowing outside. It's blowing. It felt like the middle of the winter, And I'm like, he has this big heavy Carhartt jacket on. He put gloves on and he's out there in his Levi's and boots and he's showing me all this stuff.
You're in your Baby Gap shirt.
Yeah. And I'm like, what? I did have at least a long sleeve shirt on with my puffy vest. And that was it. And it was all I could do. And then on top of that, what's even worse is when you have to go to the bathroom and it's cold outside.
Oh boy. You're like, can I use your bathroom?
Well, I probably should
have. Did you have to?
But instead I was sitting there like, well, just tough it out, Dave, tough it out. And he's trying to explain these different things on the truck. And I'm like inside just going, I'm not even listening to anything you're saying. Just hurry up and talk. Just hurry up and get it over with. And then I was like a little wimpy oh my gosh. And I didn't say anything, but I was just trying to be tough like him, like, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, thanks. And he goes, well, here, let me show you this. And I'm going, well.
Thanks.
I'm going,
thanks,
well, that's
all. Well, you know. Thanks so much.
Gosh, I better get rolling. No, but listen, look, let me show you this one other thing here. And this is what, and I'm like, ah, okay. All right. Just one more thing. Anyway, so I may or may not have lost my man card a couple of times yesterday. Morning, the Z. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Austin.
All right, Austin. Get a little closer to your phone if you possibly can. Here is the first question we're going to throw out to have you play along with us, okay? Who is most likely not to shower for a week? Is it myself, Deb, or Lee?
Deb.
No way! I shower every single day. It's Dave.
No.
It's 100% Dave.
No.
Oh my God.
I'm going to throw Lee under the bus on this
sure.
one.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Throw me.
Yep.
Whatever.
Remember when you were working from home?
Oh yeah, when I was working from home.
So now we've got a split. It's one person, right? He said, me, you, what do you say?
I say you.
No,
yeah,
come on.
I say you.
Why?
Because
I come in smelling as fresh as the spring every morning.
You do, but I can just see it happening. I can just see right. that happening.
Well, Austin, I appreciate you saying Deb.
Thanks, Austin. Okay.
You bet.
Thanks, yeah. Austin, but you're way wrong. Bye.
Now, next week, Deb, next week, maybe you can report back to us, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, that's it. I got one call. We have one listener.
Well, it's a lot of fun.
Well, that was a lot of fun. Well, all right. Here's...
Maybe nobody wants to throw anyone under the
yeah,
bus.
Yeah, give the question out.
Okay. Here's the next one. Who is most likely to turn into a politician after their radio career?
Oh, Dave.
Oh, yeah. President of the HOA. Hey, everybody.
I would never be able to make it one day as a politician because I would say how I felt.
Y'all want to park your RVs that don't run anymore in your front yard? Done.
Well, sure.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
But even as a politician out in the public outside of the HOA, I would just say how I felt. Actually, I'll tell you, that is one thing that I really liked about Trump. I mean, he just kind of said, yeah, did he say some stupid stuff? Yeah. But do I say stupid stuff on the yeah. Okay, you don't have to finish it. You don't have to finish the sentence that fast. Morning. What's your name?
Good morning. This is Macy.
All right, Macy. That same question goes to you. Who of all three of us here is most likely to turn into a politician after their radio career?
Oh, goodness. I'm going to say you.
Yeah,
oh,
I agree.
Gosh.
100%.
Do you think maybe the public would be ready for me? Just saying I felt?
I totally would. I think that if they're not ready, they should be ready.
Like, I would be. I'm seriously.
Man, and get things done, and
like George Strait said, I've come to expect it from you.
Yeah, I seriously would be one of those guys up there, and if there was a policy place in front of me, I'd say, well, this is stupid, and I just would. You know what I'm saying? I just would not. I would be thrown under the bus every day. By,
straight talk. That's what we need. We need straight talk from Dave as
yes.
a politician to get us where we need to be. Do
yes.
it.
Yes.
Well, let me try the HOA first, and then if it goes anywhere from there, I'll try it later, okay? Thanks for your call.
That is the true testing ground.
Have a good one.
It is, that's true. If you can make it through
president. I was an HOA president for a long time.
Yep. All right, morning the Z, what's your name?
It's Cody.
All right, Cody, you ready? Here's yours. Who is most likely to obsess over a celebrity?
Oh, that's Dave.
Oh, fudge.
Yep. Yeah.
Keith Urban.
Is example. That obvious?
Yep.
Check and check.
Do you think they think I'm creepy?
Well, I mean, if the boot fits, lace it up.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. If the boot fits, lace it up.
Yeah. I think if Keith sees you, he knows.
He just knows that he has to be patient.
It's not going to be your usual backstage encounter. Something odd is going to happen every time.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, love you. Bye. What's your name?
Jason.
All right, Jason. Here's what we got. By the way, Have we done all of this traffic stuff yet?
Nope.
Oh, crap. All right. Here's the last one. Lee's like, I could have been out of here 10 minutes ago.
This is Dave, the leader of the free world.
Yes. Late again.
Can you imagine if I did a press conference?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody would be waiting for an hour.
Like, well, wait. I got more to say. We got to cut back into network time. No! All right. Here it is. Who is most likely the most hated on this show? Oh, brother.
Well, that's a bad one.
That's a bad question to answer. You know, I've got to say Lee just for traffic report.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's news. Probably
yeah. It's like the weatherman, only it's traffic.
Out of the respect.
Yeah. No, I get it. Now, throw all respect aside. Who's most likely to be hated on the show?
Probably Dave.
Yeah, if anybody wants to just follow any of the socials and find out how many times people hate
but,
me.
You know, Dave, you guys are all great, and I appreciate listening to you. I enjoy it.
Oh, dude, you're the best. I love
he's
it.
A good sport that he even answered that.
Yeah.
Because that's a hard really, question it was to tough, ask somebody.
It is.
It was tough to answer there.
Yeah. However,
but I appreciate you guys.
Like Deb said, I've come to expect it from you. I think I've just sort of accepted it. I don't know.
Just wear it proudly, David.
What have I ever said in 10 years on being on this morning show? What have I ever said that would have somebody hate me?
Oh. No, Kane. What race are you?
Okay. That's all right. Let's not get going. Let's not get going with that. All right. Thanks a lot, buddy. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
Thanks
you
for your
love you.
Lovely, bye. Positive attitude, too. That's great.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
All right. Lee, sorry. And let's move now. You know, I was going to throw this out to you guys. I was on yesterday trying to do something with Apple, something or other, and sign on a different device, and it sends you that two-factor authentication thing.
Yeah.
Authentication. Don't you think, this was a thought of mine, don't you think that they should require a two-factor authentication for a text message to your ex? Or to a, or a boss, or a friend, or you could just choose whoever you want to have, just to make sure you have that one extra level of protection for you to go, I almost sent that to the wrong person. You know? A two-factor authentication should be available on other things.
Are you sure
that
you want to send this to this person?
Yes.
Yes, I have needed that a time or two.
All right, Lee's going to be back this afternoon in about a half hour.
Yes, I will be back this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
We'll see ya.
Mostly sunny today in 54.
36 and sunny downtown. Anyone but me.
Why do you guys keep playing Sam Hunt? He's a f***ing rapper, not a country store.
And not a country store.
Store.
It's not a country store. Sam Hunt right there, his latest. You know that rapper Sam Hunt?
Yeah.
That's his latest song called 23 on the Z. Happy Friday to all the curmudgeon-y old people out there that hate what we do. So here's what I was thinking. I got another camera on order, Deb.
Why, Dave?
Okay, so
for
this
your skeleton?
One has... Yes. And this one has the... Now, I put boner up yesterday.
Yeah.
And
congratulations on
which,
that.
Which I've had, in fact, I've had two boners in like a week. And and Andrew, are you still there? Because I hope we didn't lose the account.
I am here, yeah.
Okay. So we're going to talk about that just a little bit. But I didn't, now, in this particular case, I didn't need acoustic wave therapy. I put the skeleton up, and now I discovered that it's dark in a certain area. And I'm like, well, I got to have one of those cameras that has the light come on. And I've got one on one side of the house, but not on the other side of the house. You know, because I have to deter.
Theft.
Theft. And by the way, I had 5 coyotes in my backyard yesterday.
No
it was
way.
The craziest thing.
No
it
way.
Was, it was, they were in a big old dog fight. In fact, it sounded like they killed something. They were just howling and screeching like they were, well, in a dog fight. You know how a dog fight sounds?
Sure do.
So several of the neighbors came out with, you know, our binoculars. Well, that was a howl. No, this was, and that's a cougar. Yes. So good job, Deb. If there's a chance that you have a coyote somewhere other than howling. Anyway, so they, I thought it was only just one. So then I got the, I started walking down on into the brush there a little bit. You know, I grabbed my handgun, though, just in case, well, if you sure. guys were wondering.
You had to fend off a coyote.
Well, sure. And or if I have to fend him off of somebody's dog, I want to be able to kill the coyote. It's controlled population. Do you think I'd get in trouble if I would have shot a coyote in my backyard?
Yeah, because you're in that people that live by you can't run very fast, and they need to get out of the way.
Well, this was down on the backside. Anyway, so I went down there, and sure enough, I'll be danged. And I didn't see it kill anything. I think they were just fighting with each other. And then before you know it, there was five of them all together. And so this is what I did. And Andrew, I'm sorry that I'm going on with this big, long story.
No, this is great. Let's keep this going.
Well, yeah, because I'm sure you don't have anything else to do today. And, but, so I, you know, we have the, you know, with your Ring doorbell system, alarm
yeah.
system.
Uh-huh.
There's a thing on there where you can do it with neighbors. You can put yes. out alerts to neighbors.
Yep.
So I thought, well,
ours
I better.
Is quite humorous sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is, because you'll say, "Did anybody feel that bump?"
Yeah.
And you're like, "Okay,
what's going on with garbage pickup today?"
Yes. Yes, it is. It's sometimes it can be the silliest little forum, and you get a little alert. So I thought, okay, I'll do my neighborly duty. I'll go out there once I saw that there was five of them together roaming around, and this is still daylight. This is like at 6:30, 6 o'clock at night last night.
You're going to take care of that neighborhood pack of wild animals.
I am. So what I did is I sent out this little text, and you go into the notifications, and it's like, okay, what do you want to say? Da, 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 da. And I go,
coyote alert.
There is a pack of wolves. And I don't know why I said wolves. I said, there's a pack of wolves above the 17th green in the area, and I said it, and I send it out, and I'm going, wolves? And I'm going, you idiot. So I had to put, correction.
You said it, I didn't.
Coyote. I put correction, coyotes. Anyway, I digressed a little bit here, but anyway, the camera I'm going to be getting here is going to be, isn't it interesting how we have cameras through the years? The quality of cameras are absolutely amazing, but if you still get a picture of a UFO, it still sucks.
Or a bank robber.
Yeah.
You're like, it's just as blurry as hell, but if somebody's yeah. in your yard, you can describe them to a T.
Right.
But why are bank cameras so terrible?
Or a picture from Claire, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have high quality on certain areas, and technology has just been leaps and bounds. Andrew, that's what leads me into you.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I can see the direct correlation, Dave.
Right. 10 minutes transition into Andrew, because technology has come so far just over the last couple of years when it comes to ED, erectile dysfunction. And with Wasatch Medical, you guys have the answer with acoustic wave therapy.
Yes, and this, you're right. This is a major medical advancement. If you think about it, guys have taken the pill since 1992. That's a long time of no advancement. This acoustic wave therapy basically puts out pressure waves that go through the skin. It opens up the blood vessels and improves circulation. That's what erectile dysfunction is. It's a blood flow problem, and we correct it and have helped. Well, I'll put it this way. We've helped a lot of guys, a lot of couples get back to normal in the bedroom.
Now, is this something that's going to take months for people to even see a difference?
No, the Cambridge study said a few 10-minute sessions in our clinic over 2 to 3 weeks. That's the whole process. By first week of November, you could be done with this.
And then forever and ever, amen. Of course, you talked about a little tune-up. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I would say long-lasting result. You may need a tune-up down the road, but it could be years before you might need that.
Yeah. The thing I like about this is that you guys could easily, you know, I guess I would probably say take advantage of people by saying, oh, yeah, you're going to need that. No, you're just straight up with it. Pardon the pun. But you just go ahead. I mean, you're just like, here it is. And we may never see you again, but here's a great service.
Yeah, that's right. What we see is guys go through the treatments. they get the spontaneity back, the ED goes away. If they gain 50 pounds over the next 10 years, the ED may come back, but we'll be there for you if that happens.
Now, tell us about this special offer you guys kick out there.
Call us now if you're ready to put a stop to the ED and regain your love life. This is a leave-your-wallet-at-home situation. The exam assessment and blood flow ultrasound with our MD, no charge, and a gift that I don't think I've ever seen it fail. It produces immediate results in the bedroom, and we're doing it free right now.
That's it. That's a lot of free.
Totally free.
801-901-8000. Ladies, you can even call for your guys, too. 801-901-8000. They have a limited number of these appointments available. It's Wasatch Medical Clinic. Give it to us again, buddy.
801-901-8000 or wasatchmedicalclinic.com.
Andrew, thank you for spending a short 15 minutes with us on the radio.
Anytime. Thanks, guys.
This morning. Happy weekend. Love you, bye. Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber along with that little duo there, and it's 10,000 Hours. Boy, that was a huge smash hit for them. Dan and Shay, by the way, coming in concert October 23rd here, just about less than 2 weeks away.
It's a week from tomorrow.
Yeah.
Week from Saturday. Sold out show, I believe. They have some band with it. What's the band's name? There's an opening band.
A really good one.
The band Camino.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Ingrid Andress. Who knew?
Yeah, but sometimes, now is that on their website? Sometimes they don't actually...
Well, and it's been postponed a couple of times, but that is current information.
Oh, that's cool.
The band Camino and Ingrid Andress, Saturday, October 23rd, a week from tomorrow night.
I mean, we knew that. We knew that.
Yeah. Sorry if I sounded surprised.
Yeah,
totally aware that was happening.
Absolutely, we were.
Yes.
We're a country radio station. Absolutely. For heaven's sake.
Absolutely, we are.
Okay. Hey, a lot of people looking for, well, look, I shouldn't say a lot of people looking for work. There's jobs out there, and a lot of jobs out there. But now we're moving into the time of year where it's the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
And you can get a job today wherever you want for excellent pay.
It's the holiday season.
It really is. My gosh. 15, 20 bucks an hour. And they're out there. Now, I even saw a sign for Cabela's. Cabela's saying, hey, look, we're doing stuff. We're hiring for the holiday season. A lot of people.
Attention out-of-work people. Holiday hiring has begun. Currently searching for employees willing to dress up in stupid outfits to sell Halloween merchandise. After Halloween, applicants must be willing to demean themselves by dressing up as pilgrims and turkeys. Immediately after Thanksgiving, you may choose between dressing up as Santa Claus at the struggling mall or embarrassing your loved ones by appearing in public as elves and toy makers. Hey, you're just pilgrims and turkeys. What's one more step down? And did we tell you it's minimum wage with no benefits? If we could figure how to outsource these jobs, we'd have done it years ago.
Have you been seeing all of the old Kmart's turning into Halloween stores?
Yeah, the spirit stores.
Yeah, they're great.
Now, the game that pits man against woman. It's Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. 570-5767. 570-5767.
Okay, looking for a guy and a girl to battle it out. Cool prize coming up here from Odyssey Dance Thriller.
Yeah, we've got four tickets for Thriller Monday night up at Kingsbury Hall.
And that's it? That's all you're going to say about it?
Yeah, that's it. It's a fabulous program, seasonally appropriate, and we know everyone will enjoy it.
Thanks, Deb.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. Who is this?
This is Scott.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Ready to battle it out?
I'm ready.
We're going to find you a girl, and hopefully it doesn't take us 15 minutes. Who is this?
This is Allie.
Hey, look at that. It's a good Friday. Allie and Scott. Yeah. Scott, we're going to let the ladies go first. So, Allie, you're up.
All right.
All right, Allie, this is your question as soon as I log in to my questions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just talk amongst yourselves.
You probably should have started this back when Andrew from Wasatch Medical was on the phone.
Allie, is that your name? Allie.
Yeah.
What sport is known as the sport of kings? Horseback riding, fencing, or kayaking?
Fencing?
Horseback riding.
Scott. Oh. Happy birthday to Tito Jackson. Of 10 siblings, he was born in what order? Third, sixth, ninth.
Third.
Yeah.
Wow. Good guess, Scott.
You know your Jacksons.
Or you knew that.
I figured he was one of the oldest.
All right. Allie, actor Max Thério just celebrated his birthday this week. He played a ninja in which of these films? Three Ninja Turtles, Karate Kid, or Three Ninjas?
The first one?
It's the third one, Three Ninjas.
Scott, here's your chance to win this thing.
Oh, my gosh. This isn't even. Yeah, it's like, what's your first name, Scott? This is ridiculous.
Deb,
this is not a man.
Do you know how many times this has happened with the women?
This is not even a man question. Okay, go ahead. Everybody will see what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and it's just like the question that you guys had the other day for the women. How many tires does a four-wheel drive truck have on it? Anyway. All right, Scott, Snow White was always surrounded by how many dwarfs? 5, 7, or 10?
7.
Yes. See, that was a tough question.
Yeah, that was really
rough.
That
was a tough one.
Yeah.
Snow White and the 10 dwarfs.
You got to name them all first.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, name them.
Me?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can name
That's
them.
That's your question.
Let's see. There's Sleepy.
Sleepy.
Sneezy.
Sneezy.
Dopey.
Dopey.
Bashful.
Grumpy.
Dopey.
Bashful. Grumpy. She's going to help out,
grumpy.
Too.
I've lost track now.
We got up to 6 or something like that, but that was close. All right, one last question just for the fun of it.
Allie, what kind of makeup do you use to make... Oh, that's his question. Dumper.
Where did we lose you?
Dumper, dumper, floater, and wipe are terms used in which team sport? Dumper, floater, and wipe. Volleyball, rowing, or lacrosse?
Or your bathroom.
Because only men play volleyball.
The second one? I don't know.
It's volleyball. I've never heard of any of those.
What?
Maybe a floater. Dumper, floater, and wipe.
It still sounds like bathroom terms to me.
Yeah, every one of them does.
All right, Scott. Here's...
Nice dumper today, Judy. Yeah.
And that was a floater.
Well, Bob, did you remember to wipe?
Yes, I did.
All of them.
All right, Scott, here's your question just for the fun of it. See if we can go 3 for 3. What kind of makeup do you use to make a Cupid's bow? Lipstick, mascara, or blush?
A Cupid's bow?
Yeah, Cupid's bow.
I don't even know that one. I didn't know any of them.
I don't even know that. Deb, do you know what a Cupid's bow is?
Yeah, it's right here on right
oh,
here.
On your, oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the second one.
Oh. No. It's actually the lipstick, so now you can explain what a Cupid's bow is.
It's where you have that little dip in the top of your lip. Okay. It looks like a bow. Cupid's bow.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, isn't that cute?
That's super cute.
Scott, you're the winner. You're going to Thriller on Monday night. How about that?
That's great.
It's a heck of a family night, right?
Yeah, and Allie, you went 0 for 3, so it's better luck.
Yeah.
We love you both. You guys know that?
Yep.
We love you.
Absolutely.
Right. Love you. Bye.
Best job, wishes Allie. To you and yours this holiday season, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Hold on a sec. We'll grab some more information from you. Morning. Oh, I was saying morning to something else. Sorry about that. It's Night Shift and John Party on the Z. Hey, don't forget, coming up throughout the rest of the day, Cody Johnson winning week. 1140, 340. Now, if you're listening this morning, you were able to grab that name, that winner's name at 740, and it's a ticket tag. So you have a chance to win those amazing prizes. Coming up. So I want to kind of, wind down with a little bit of yoga.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. No, I actually want to tell you, there's kind of a good news story. Don't you love good news stories,
yeah,
though?
Awesome.
And I love the ones about the Good Samaritan. Now, but this has a little bit of a twist. There's a guy in Scotland named John Devlin. And you know what Devlin meant? It was in that movie, Where's Prada?
The Devil Wears Prada?
No, that's not it.
The Devlin Wears Prada? Is that what you were trying to say?
The Devlin Wears Prada. No, it was the one that had Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston in it and another person in it. And they came up with the name of that girl. Her name was Devlin.
Just go with it. Is that the movie?
It might have been, yeah. And they ended up, anyway, so the boy went number two in the toilet one day, and so Jennifer Aniston was the mom of the boy in the movie, and she goes, well, let's just call it a Devlin instead of calling it a poop. Oh, yeah. And so she called it a Devlin. But his name is John Devlin. He's on his way home from work recently. He saw this man who was kind of struggling with a bike, stopped, asked the guy if he needed help. Something was wrong with the handlebars. So John started working on it.
That's when he noticed something strange. There were stickers on the bike that looked familiar. Then he realized it was his bike.
Wait a minute. This is my bike.
John confronted the other guy. The thief took off. He was caught and charged with burglary, as well as having a knife without reason, which is apparently a crime in Scotland.
Yeah.
Seems like a crazy coincidence, and it is, but even crazier, John did not know his bike had even been stolen. He kept it in a shed at his home. His wife noticed the lock was broken, but she didn't get a chance to tell him before he found his own bike.
That's a pretty good coincidence, though. You know what I'm saying? To finally be able to find
that. Stop and help fix your own bike, your own stolen bike.
And then it's like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
After a while, it sort of dawns on you, you're like, hey. Hey, this looks familiar.
This is my bike.
This is my Schwinn. Get out of here. I know it's my Schwinn because I put a clothesline and a ace of spades on it so it would make a motorcycle sound.
A clicky sound in the spokes.
Yeah. That's how I knew that it was my bike. Just a thought for you to chew on here a little bit before we come back. How about this one? Do you realize that if you think about the Tooth Fairy basically teaches us to sell our body parts for money?
Oh, sure does. What a shower thought, Dave.
Can you believe how many people are giving away? Like, we used to do a dollar. The Tooth Fairy, I mean, used to do a dollar. And now it's like we're hearing that they're getting $5 and $10 for, you know,
Tooth Fairy. Yeah, maybe three or four quarters under the old pillow.
Yeah.
Tooth Fairy's moving on up.
I might consider just pulling some of my own teeth just so I can get a little extra cash.
You can make
this weekend.
Your mortgage payment is already 15 days late today.
Right.
Yep. Y'all come and get some tires.
Yeah.
Pleasant Grove Big O Tires from 1 to 3. Come on down.
I'll take over at that point and do a little 3 to 6 live remote as well in Orem, about Center Street, just at 162 West Center in Orem. Bullfrog Spas, that'll be today. They have their Peaceful Life sale going on. We'll have some sweet swag and some other stuff. And then, if today maybe doesn't work out, the Z will be broadcasting live on the road tomorrow from noon to 2 at Strong VW. So that'll give you some couple of reasons to maybe be out and about. It is going to be a beautiful weekend.
It sure is.
Maybe catch some late leaf peeping.
I'm having a family party / Frightmares outing, so that'll be fun.
That will be fun.
Yeah.
We did that last weekend. It was so much fun. You make sure you go to Pioneer Village.
You know I will. Yeah. I'm going to go to the pharmacy and read all the labels.
Yeah.
Get an ice cream. And walk around and watch everybody else ride the rides.
Go in the jail. Yep, I know. It's cool. It's a good way to go, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all perfect. Right.
Jimmer's going to take over in about an hour from now at 10:50. He is going to roll out that mystery sound. $374. Think about how many bags of Halloween candy that'll be. Bye. It might even buy you a 12-foot skeleton if you can find one.
Good luck. We're happy to say Dave found his.
I did.
So we both have a 12-foot skeleton now.
Yep. Two boners. One in Farmington and one in Draper. We're covering both ends of the Wasatch Front.
Yes.
In fact, our boners touch. It's been that.
They're not quite that big.
Now, all of the guesses for Mystery Sound, all of the clues, the sound itself, all found on our website. So if you want a little bit of a heads up and narrow your chances to win, It'll be right there at z104country.com for that mystery sound and the $374.
Yeah, and don't forget about ticket tags, 740, 1140, and 340 to see Cody Johnson at the Maverick Center on Saturday night, November 13th.
My gosh, how much fun has this been?
So much fun. We've had a blast. Thanks for being here.
We don't know about if you guys did or not, but we had a blast.
We had fun.
But thanks so much for taking us along. As always, have yourself a great Friday and a great weekend. We'll be back Monday morning.
But tune in anyway.
This is the end.
Show's over.
Okay. Show's over.
Show's over.
See you next week, everybody.